Good evening, I'm Rafferty Cleary. Expect partly cloudy skies tonight, a low near 67. Your forecast coming up in minutes. A lockdown occurred at Dwight County Middle School today due to a threatening email. A press release from the school system said someone sent the email from the school to the email chain of Dwight County schools. Director of Schools Kurt Dronbarger said quick action from teachers and administrators helped identify the suspects within minutes. The release noted that law enforcement took custody of the suspect. Sheriff Steve Page said the investigation remains ongoing at this time. Two former corrections officers with the Warren County Jail face charges of tampering with governmental records. A statement from the TBI said authorities began investigating 22-year-old Zechariah Jacob Clark and 28-year-old Stephen Thomas Mason after an inmate died earlier this year. The investigation revealed that the two men did not conduct a required jail walkthrough. Authorities also accused Clark and Mason of altering jail logs to reflect that they completed the walkthrough. The Warren County Grand Jury indicted Clark and Mason earlier this month. Authorities arrested both individuals on Monday. Putnam County Sheriff Eddie Ferris wants employees to think twice before using CBD. Ferris said some of the products can show up on drug tests.
CBD oil is certainly questionable at best when it comes to testing. In fact, not much or any or if all any of the CBD oil is regulated by the FDA. So there's been several known cases that people with drug tests had tested positive for using what they believe was THC-free CBD oil.
Ferris issued his warning as county commissioners discussed a drug-free workplace resolution during Monday night's meeting. CBD, or cannabidiol, comes from hemp and is often used for pain relief, anxiety, and sleep. Unlike its cousin, THC, it's not psychoactive. Fentress County supports the state's effort to increase the E-911 surcharge to $1.50. County commissioners approved a resolution Monday asking lawmakers to support the increase. County Executive Jimmy Johnson said raising the rate from $1.16 would be beneficial to his county.
Because that there just brings more revenue into the 911 facility that, of course, helps pay for a lot of equipment that is very much needed at times when it gets run down. That there's how they get the biggest part of their revenue is your phone bills. You'll notice on your phone bills there'll be a 911 amount there, and that there is helps to finance and helps to put equipment and personnel into the 911 office.
The Tennessee Emergency Communications Board voted in favor of increasing the surcharge earlier this year. State lawmakers decreased the rate from $1.50 back in 1998. The new surcharge will not be implemented unless passed via joint resolution by state lawmakers next year. State troopers arrested a Nashville man this morning after he fled a traffic stop and crashed his vehicle in Putnam County. The Tennessee Highway Patrol identified the suspect as 30-year-old Donald L. Jones. A crash report said authorities conducted a traffic stop at the 297 eastbound mile marker because Jones was driving erratic and failing to maintain his travel lane. The report said Jones fled the stop when the state trooper returned to his patrol car to run the subject's driver's license and registration. The pursuit ended when Jones crashed his Chevrolet pickup into a rock wall at the exit 300 ramp. The THP has not announced specific charges against Jones. The report said the man had several warrants out of Metro Nashville. Putnam County's mayor has located two potential sites for a new fairgrounds or expo center. The first property sits off Tennessee Avenue and includes between 110 and 125 acres. A second property along Old Sparta Road totals 109 acres and would cost $34,800 per acre. Mayor Randy Porter said county commissioners have until November at the latest to make a purchasing decision.
Don't think of this just as a fairgrounds. If all you want is a fairgrounds, we can buy either one of these pieces of property and we can go out and we can build an arena and spend a whole lot less money. My thought is if you're looking at doing something, the previous commission's was is that we build an expo or event center that's going to bring in revenue, it's going to bring in events, it's going to bring in sales tax to the county.
The county originally looked at the old Tennessee Motor Speedway property in Baxter. But the previous county commission rejected that land, according to Porter.
At that time, the commission decided that they did not want it to be outside the city limits of Cookeville. So that was voted down. Since that time, Portobello, $150 million project is going to locate there. So I don't believe that anything happens by accident. So I think that was just meant to be. So we're going to have a great project there.
Porter said Monday night that doing nothing would not be an option for this group of commissioners. He noted the poor condition of the current fairgrounds and difficulty in finding large tracts of land with infrastructure.
You either can buy property, move the fairgrounds, either build an event center or not. If you don't want to do this, we're going to spend some money out of that fairgrounds or stop the fairgrounds altogether, and that's a decision y'all are going to make. I don't think that's a good idea. I think the fire draws a lot of people in, and I think a new one would draw in too.
Porter has options on both properties until the end of November. The first parcel off of Tennessee Avenue has a $27,000 per acre price tag and does not have access to sewer. The second property already has sewer and water.